Picture a movie theater in Chicago. Moviegoers settle into their seats, each handed a bucket of popcorn, stale, five-day-old popcorn that one person later compared to styrofoam packing peanuts. Despite the terrible taste, people with large buckets ate 53% more than those with medium ones. When asked if bucket size influenced them, most smugly denied it. Yet the container, not hunger or taste, determined exactly how much they consumed. This single experiment reveals a startling truth. We make over 200 food decisions daily, and nearly all of them happen without conscious awareness. These choices aren't driven by hunger. They're shaped by invisible environmental cues from packages, plates, names, numbers, labels, and countless other influences we never notice. The revelation gets more unsettling. Our bodies can't track what we eat. Studies show 31% of people leaving Italian restaurants couldn't remember how much bread they consumed, and 12% denied eating any bread at all. We're making hundreds of decisions daily while operating on autopilot, which explains why traditional willpower-based diets fail over 95% of the time. While you'd notice eating 1,000 calories too few or too many, the difference between 1,900 and 2,100 calories is imperceptible. This 100-200 calorie zone, the mindless margin, is where transformation happens without suffering. One stick of gum daily, 3 jelly beans. These tiny differences determine whether you gain or lose 10-20 pounds annually. Traditional diets fail because they operate outside this margin, triggering slowed metabolism, amplified cravings, and constant temptation. People in Okinawa practice hara-hachibu, eating until 80% full rather than stuffed. The strategy is subtraction by 20%. Dish out 1/5 less than you think you want before starting. Research confirms people don't notice eating 20% less, though they definitely notice at 30%. Simultaneously, increase fruits and vegetables by 20% to maintain volume while reducing calories. This isn't about willpower. It's about working within the zone where your body and brain don't resist. A Midwestern sheriff noticed inmates consistently gained 20 to 25 pounds during 6-month sentences, despite mediocre food. The culprit? Baggy orange jumpsuits providing zero weight gain feedback. Most people rely on signal clothes, favorite jeans, or belt notches, rather than scales, revealing a fundamental truth. Our stomachs can't count calories. We rely almost entirely on visual volume to determine fullness. In the famous bottomless soup bowl experiment, people with secretly refilling bowls consumed 73% more soup without realizing it. Despite the extra calories, they estimated eating the same amount as those with normal bowls. Normal weight people typically underestimate calorie intake by 20%. Those who are obese underestimate by 30 to 40%. However, meal size matters more than body size. Everyone becomes increasingly inaccurate with larger portions. The solution? See all you eat. Pre-plate everything to consume about 14% less than taking multiple servings. Keep evidence visible. Chicken bones, empty containers, anything reminding you what you've consumed. Your eyes run the show. Make them work for you. Even nutrition professors fall prey to visual illusions. Given 34-ounce bowls instead of 17-ounce ones, experts serve themselves 31% more ice cream. Add larger scoops, and consumption jumped 57%. Our oversized kitchens encourage buying bigger packages, leading to eating 20-25% more food. Two powerful illusions drive this. The horizontal-vertical illusion makes us underestimate width. Bartenders pour 37% more into short tumblers than tall glasses of identical capacity. The size contrast illusion makes portions look smaller on large plates, prompting us to serve more. Variety amplifies everything through sensory-specific satiety. MBA students took 12 jelly beans from organized compartments, but 23 when mixed together. People consume 43 more M&Ms when presented with 10 colors versus 7, despite identical taste. The antidote: mini-size your environment. Repackage jumbo boxes, serve in smaller dishes, use slender glasses, and beware leftovers. They signal you made, and likely ate, too much. we eat what we see. When tempting food enters our vision, our bodies release insulin, lowering blood sugar and spiking appetite. Secretaries ate 9 chocolates daily when the dish sat on their desk, 6 when placed in a drawer, and only 4 when positioned 6 feet away. That distance created crucial thinking time between impulse and action. Even minor barriers matter. 30% of diners took ice cream when freezer lids were open, but only 14% when they had to lift the lid. Convenience shapes preferences so powerfully that we learn to prefer mediocre microwave popcorn over tastier stovetop varieties. Warehouse clubs create a double trap. After paying membership fees, we overcompensate by buying in bulk, then consume stockpiled foods at nearly double our normal rate. Social eating dramatically increases consumption. With one other person, we eat 35% more. With 7 or more, nearly double. We lose track during conversation and mimic others' eating pace. Television prompts eating, prevents awareness of amounts consumed, and extends eating duration. The solution? Create barriers between you and temptation, leave serving dishes in the kitchen, and snack only at the table on a clean plate. We taste what we expect, not what's actually there. When 32 participants tasted strawberry yogurt in darkness, it was chocolate, 19 rated it as having good strawberry flavor. A Navy cook ran out of cherry Jell-O, added red coloring to lemon instead, and no one noticed. Some even complimented the improved cherry flavor. Restaurant owners exploit this relentlessly. In one experiment, identical foods received either basic names, red beans and rice, or descriptive ones, traditional Cajun red beans with rice. The descriptive versions sold 27% more and were rated tastier, despite identical pricing. Brand names work the same way. It Cola costs half the price of Coca-Cola, yet tastes nearly identical in blind tests. Most brand-loyal consumers can't identify their preferred brands without labels. The lesson? Spend the final 15 minutes before dinner on atmosphere. Soft lighting, nice plates, pleasant music, attractive presentation. Simply using descriptive, positive language when announcing dinner transforms the experience entirely. From depression breadlines to today's obesity crisis, we've swung between extremes. Critics blame cheap food and sedentary lifestyles, while individuals desperately count calories. Neither works. Changing capitalism is glacially slow. Micromanaging 200 daily food decisions is unsustainable. The solution? Re-engineer your personal food environment to eat better without constant vigilance. Most diets fail by demanding too much change at once. Instead, make 3 small 100-calorie changes daily. Succeeding with even 1 or 2 means weighing 10 to 20 pounds less yearly. Track these on a Power of 3 checklist. Experts say 28 days establishes new habits. Implement food trade-offs. I can eat dessert if I've worked out. And food policies. Personal rules with no exceptions, like serving yourself 20% less or never eating at your desk. These eliminate mindless habits without requiring willpower during temptation. Weight loss needn't be a painful sprint. Remove unwanted eating cues. Rearrange your environment. Lose 1 or 2 pounds monthly without deprivation. These comfortable steps accumulate until you reach your goal. The best diet is one you don't know you're on, where surroundings quietly guide better choices while you remain blissfully unaware.